CliffCentral.com.
Let's talk to Sean Sanders from Revex. Hey, Sean, how are you, dude?
Morning, Gareth. What an intro.
Nice to see you.
How are you doing today?
I know. We start off by saying that if our biological families were poor and destitute, we wouldn't give them an inch of our Revex portfolio. So what the hell, dude? I mean, let's just get straight into this. We said last week another tumultuous and up and down roller coaster ride for, you know, Bitcoin alone. And now I see lots of others that are up and down just in the most dramatic fashion. What can you say that will make sense of this for us? Because I honestly, it's like gambling to me. I mean, every day you just put your money on red or put it on black. And I know that the wisdom of people like you is just hang in there, you know, hodl. Hold on to the stuff because you've got long-term value being created, especially in those cryptocurrencies which are backed by something, which have, you know, an application in the real world. But man, it's difficult to do because you see opportunities to sell and buy all the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, this last week was dramatic, right? I mean, we saw
huge
overall, we saw close to $350 billion move out of the crypto space, right? So I'm definitely not going to try coming here today and sugarcoat this and be like, oh, you know, you just saw a 20% drop down in the market. Crypto is going to come back and, you know, it's all great. It's quite funny though. We did have a customer that came in and was like, so like you guys did this to me, you know, you've made me lose all this money. And they're looking at a 7-day graph. And I mean, we're sitting there going like, well, listen, we just provide you exposure to the market. We understand this is volatile. How can we help you? And we then go and click the customer's 1-year price graph because they've been with us for over a year. And the person's still up 140%. So I think that's maybe the narrative here is to say, yes, over the shorter term, obviously you have massive price moves. I mean, we came on the show, I think it was 10 weeks straight of just being like, it's up another 10%. Market's up another 10%. It's up another 10%. And at some point in time, you are going to see a big price move. Now, what caused this move is less known to anyone, really, right? I mean, there's jitters around this new variant. Financial markets have been very volatile. You've seen traditional equity markets pull back as well at the end of last week. And what seemed to happen in the crypto space is, you know, you've got a lot of leverage. So people borrow against their trades. And it just seemed to be sort of this perfect storm where the market fell 5%. That triggered a whole bunch of people that were in long positions and had taken out leverage. And they essentially called it was a short squeeze. And the market just landed up going further and further down. So, I mean, it was a brutal, brutal sell-off. Funny enough, interesting fact, we had subsequent to that, the three best days of deposits at Revex ever. Why? Because this idea of buy the dip happened. And I mean, if you think about it, Bitcoin fell down to $42,500. It's up to $50,000 right now. So some people are sitting there smiling, having taken advantage of that. So, yeah, I guess from our perspective, at least, it is a longer-term investing game here, right? Think about that.
I mean, here's Hein. He says, I put more money in yesterday. And Michael says, when in doubt, zoom out. Those are both really interesting ways of looking at this. Then there's somebody who actually calls themselves Shiba Inu. I'm going to rule the world, even though Sean won't talk about me. I shall be king of crypto by 2025. Hodl your Shiba Inu. Fear not the cheaper. So, I mean, this is interesting. Carl, by the way, Carl says, Sanders, my money is worth 30% less than when I went in. I'm bleak, eh?
So unfortunately we have that, right? Unfortunately, some customers come in, they time the market incorrectly. Just time the market, right? And the market's fallen 30% to 20%. It really is a long-term investing game. Yeah, we've said this on the show. I'm sure you guys are kind of sick of hearing this. It's not a 1 year. It's not a 5 year. This is, look at 10 years. I mean, this won't be a $2 trillion market in 10 years' time. That's what
Sean,
we're trying to communicate.
I have a personal story about this because I bought somewhere around 2016. I bought quite a lot of Bitcoin, right? And it was not a great time to buy. And there was a massive like year and a half there where it just looked like I'd wasted some money. And it wasn't a huge amount of money, but it was, you know, for me, it was significant. And I was miserable about it, but I thought I'm just going to leave it there. And trust me, in the last year and a half, maybe even 2 years, things have come round and I'm like so happy I left that money in Bitcoin, because you do have to zoom out. You have to look at the long-term picture. If you'd spoken to me in 2016, I would have said to you, oh, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. Spoke to me in 2019, 2020, I would have still probably felt that way. But this year I would have said, oh, hell yes. And I think, you know, it's what Anthea Gardner always used to say. It's not timing the market, it's time in the market that you want. And she was just talking about shares and stocks, but it goes just as much for crypto.
Especially for crypto, probably more so than anything else. I think, you know, that's a really good point to really bring up, which is, you know, the time in the market is really what matters here. It doesn't matter what time you bought in the 2017 bull market, because remember that had a brutal sell-off afterwards. I mean, you're still sitting up 3x from there. It doesn't matter where you bought, like worst case scenario, 3x, hopefully a lot better. The best performing customers on our platform have been long-term holders. And I know it's boring because this crypto space is really exciting. And when it's going up and down, people are buying in, selling out. And that sort of contributes to these really volatile moves, right? Because people treat this a little bit like a casino. You've got a friend, Mr. Shibu there, no disrespect, but you know, there's meme coins, there's people wildly speculating in the crypto market, and there's a group of people wildly speculating in the stock markets and bond markets and all the markets. Yeah, so it's no different.
I'm on this group with a bunch of people, right? Which is, these things are so dangerous to get on. But then they put up things like this, which show you which coins have been doing the best. And yesterday there was this thing called DMCH, which went up 6,403%. So if you were in that, I mean, I don't even know what it is. I wouldn't buy it because I don't know enough. But if you'd gone up 6,403%, are you kidding me? That's insane. But yeah. I don't have the time, neither does Simpiwe Ombulelo. This is part of your and your team's job. You guys are watching this. You can tell us the headline news that we need to know. It's one of the reasons we like to check in with you weekly, because it's like a little crash course and we get some pretty good general information and some very specific stuff from you every week. Let's just look at 2022, because I know that you've been paying really careful attention to the trends, the overall direction, what's happening in the news, what countries are starting to adopt Bitcoin as a means of payment and as a store of value. What are the trends that we can look forward to in 2022, or that we should be careful of in 2022?
So I think to start with, you are going to continue to see this sort of volatility. I mean, crypto is going to remain volatile. I'm hoping that we're not seeing 20% sell-offs, but to see a 10% sell-off after you've seen a 3x return over a year, I mean, that's perfectly normal. It's profit-taking. So I think get ready to expect a little bit more volatility going forward. I think the other thing, and this is something, again, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have even imagined that this was going to happen, but this is going more mainstream. We've got big telcos in South Africa. We've got big banks in South Africa having discussions with us about how to launch Bitcoin and cryptocurrency related products to their clients, right? If you can go in onto insert telco mobile app, and you can go and buy Bitcoin through that app, just like you could buy electricity or airtime. I mean, that's what's happening in the States. There's no reason why that wouldn't be offered here. So I think, you know, off the back of that, you do need regulation. And I do think there is going to be a regulatory crackdown in South Africa. And I'm hoping that the regulators do this in a smart and sensible way. But, you know, regulators, I've been sort of outspoken about this, but regulators do tend to sort of just, you know, sort of do their thing without too much public considerations. I really do hope that they move forward in a sensible manner. And then I think the big other trend will be sort of more mainstream adoption of Bitcoin and crypto. I mean, you saw this last year, El Salvador adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. Yes. We've seen a whole bunch of sort of Bitcoin advocates and legal debate in Congress in the US. And I think that's going to continue, right? Because you are seeing the rise of this monetary system, which is the crypto market. Because, you know, underneath all the speculation and 6,500% price rises and stuff, there is this growing economy that is completely fueled, and growing economy here being this sort of digital financial economy that is really fueled by blockchain, right? And all of a sudden applications are actually being built on top of it. So the real world adoption is happening, and it's happening at a rapid, rapid speed. I mean, I've never seen an industry grow quite in the way that crypto has. And naturally, with any industry that's going to grow, you're going to get speculators. Like, you're going to see these crazy coins going up 6,500%. My advice when you start looking at those is, you know, if you want to treat it like a casino and that's what you're going for, fantastic, go and do that. But in our opinion, rather treat this like a longer term asset class. Go put 1%, 5% of your wealth to this. Think long term. If you do want to gamble, just realize, you know, there's no difference between going to Betway or going to the likes of a Revex, putting some money into a single cryptocurrency and then waiting for a price move and then selling out. It's a gambling. There's no real difference. Some people out there will say, no, listen, they're great traders. I've said this on the show before as well. I worked as a professional trader. Most of the professional traders out there make money from retail traders that don't have a lot of money to like put into a platform, right? And when a position goes against you, you need to keep fueling that position, and that hedge fund sitting there with, you know, tons of dry powder. So anyway, I'm getting carried away on other topics here, but I think heading into 2022, expect to see more crypto, but I think in a more sensible fashion, and definitely more regulation that's going to enter the space.
Well, I'm blown away by some of these stories that people are telling us. There's some really interesting stuff here. Tracy says, my husband bought 40K in 2017. He made quite a bit when he bailed out late 2018. Had he invested 100,000, left it there and bailed out recently, he would have made a couple of million. Silicide says, I started with the minimum at the beginning of the year and still looking good. We'll let it run. I suppose that's sensible. As you say, you know, don't invest your whole life savings. And if you do buy into these crazy little meme coins or whatever it is, put like 1% of 1% in there, if at a maximum. Otherwise, you're going to cry if it doesn't go your way.
I just want to know whether Tracy's still with her husband after that. I mean, the difference between a couple of 100,000 and a million.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. Hey, Freddie says, I'm happy because I won 7,000 Rand from Revix over Black Friday.
Nice. Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, that's great. We actually gave away, believe it or not, here's a crazy stat. We gave away 720,000 Rand on Friday. Like, there's definitely some crazy that just started. Yeah, that was an incredible amount of money.
Well, it's great that someone who's listening to us right now was one of the winners, Freddie. He managed to get like 10% of that. Good.
Yeah, well, good work. A little less than 10%, 1%.
Sorry, 1%. Sorry, my numbers are out. Don't ask me for like, I'm not the calculator here.
Centurion Maths. Bring you
in.
Centurion Maths. Once hey, you.
Listen, I'm not the guy that can give the analogies here. I remember last week's analogy. That was a disaster.
Terrible. Yeah, terrible.
Actually, we're waiting for an analogy from you this morning. Give me There's analogies no for. For that dip that we had where it dropped to 42,000, what was that like? Was that like, give me a sports analogy.
New Year's resolution, okay, there's no analogies in 2022 for me. No.
All right, good. All right, dude. Nice to see you, and we'll catch up with you again soon. There's Sean Saunders from Revix.
Bye.
Go and find out more at revix.com, and you can also go and take out some positions on some of their products. Go and give it a try. If you haven't done it yet, listen, I don't know what we need to tell you to get you to do this, because there are so many ups that you could have taken advantage of. And frankly, when it is down, like at 42,000 was earlier this week, that's exactly the time to buy back in. That's a serious win. So I don't know. If you're into it, you're into taking a chance, go for it. And if you're into long-term investing, still go for it. I don't know that any other product on any of the traditional stock markets can even come close to the kinds of returns that people have had here. And you don't have to be an expert to be able to say that. CliffCentral.com